Yeah. Go live right there.
I'm clicking. It's doing nothing.
Log in.
Don't panic. For the next hour, let Steve and Paul talk you down from that ledge. They're the hosts who won't cop out when there's panic all about.
Welcome to the Don't Panic Radio Show. I'm Steve Vinson, that's Paul Schultz, and nothing you're about to hear is true.
Oh, shit.
Perfect. We're doing this together, as we normally aren't together, as you all know. And we're doing it with our buddies.
We're together, but we're not together together.
I don't know that we should be having this conversation right now because I'm not sure I agree. But we'll talk about it later. All right. Okay. I posted that meme on Facebook for you.
You made me post a Tom Cruise. You can believe me.
You can believe me.
So I think that says it all.
I just want to say that this is our third Facebook. God, I got Facebook on the brain.
Intro.
Facebook completes me. This is our third birthday extravaganza.
That's right.
Oh, whiskey completes you.
We are no longer the same age like we were last week.
We've never been the age we're supposed to be, so.
That's true. And we have our buddies here with us. The average amount of time I've known, if you added up all the years I've known people in this room, it comes out to like a millennium.
If you add the ages of all four of us.
It's two millennia.
It's two.
Just think about what else could you have did with your life?
If only.
But how much fun would I have had? So we have Uncle Carl sitting to my right.
Howdy.
We have my lovely bride, Constance, sitting across from me.
Hi.
The famous D sitting to my left.
Hello.
And Mrs. D way over to my left.
Hey.
So now that everybody knows everybody, let's get into it. You know what this reminds me of? Mm. In one of these days, we got to do this. What was that movie where, like, The Big Chill, I think it was? Like, all these friends from high school got back together, and then they all ended up having sex with each other.
But one of them happened to be dead.
Like, St. Elmo's Fire.
Yeah.
About last night.
That also?
I think about last night. Yeah.
I do too. Every day actually.
I was saying, think about that for a minute.
Yeah, I was like, that could be like, this is like one of those movies, except without the sex, without the everybody's actually done something with their life. I haven't done anything.
And we're like shaking pasta in the kitchen to like Santana, you know?
I'm sorry, though.
That sounds like Sanford and Son.
I'll shake
What would it be, Shaking Ripple?
That's how we're Shaking Ripple to Sanford and Son.
So this should be fun. We're all together here, and we're recording a show, and we're going to say funny things.
Hopefully.
Right?
Yeah.
We'll try.
That's the plan. That's the usual plan. Mm-hmm.
Yeah.
Conscious thought, always a dangerous thing, but leads to great hilarity. Dum, dum, dum.
Well said. So about last night, that movie keeps coming up. Like, what? I haven't seen that movie. What's that movie about?
Either. Last night.
What happened?
Is that what it's
night?
About?
I've never seen it.
Is it a bunch of buddies get together and do stuff?
See, I thought that was The Big Chill.
It's about
like
a girl
Steve
and a
said,
guy that like have sex and they just keep reminiscing about last night.
That's like every movie, isn't it?
No.
Except for maybe Twilight.
Was it Oh, let me guess who was in it. Was it...
Demi Moore's in it.
Demi Moore and that...
I think it's mostly the Brat Pack back in the 80s.
Who's that guy that was in everything and he's British? Emilia
Estevez and...
Oh, we're talking the 80s.
Yeah.
I thought it was more recent. What was the guy that was in every romantic comedy for a while?
Hugh Grant.
Yeah, Hugh Grant. Is he in it? Mm-hmm. All right. He was probably 7.
How did you just know Hugh Grant?
Well, you said the British guy. He said that before. Oh, okay.
Plus, she's put up with me for well over 20-some years.
We're buddies.
You're buddies.
I got to learn her secret.
It's magic.
To put up with them for over 20 years? Magic. I think you already beat that, didn't you?
That reminds me, speaking of people from way back, one of my ex-girlfriends announced that she's going to write a book about her journey.
Did you hear about this?
Like all the things that have happened during her life and her journey through life and how she has come closer to Jesus.
Are you part of her journey?
I'm wondering.
Are you a chapter?
We're hoping for a chapter.
You know how they say you have to hit rock bottom before you, like...
Are you at rock bottom?
I'm hoping to be the rock bottom.
So you're not saying you're the last boyfriend before she basically declared her lesbianism?
No, that was a different ex-girlfriend. She might. She may also be writing a book. I don't know, but...
So you might have driven her to Jesus.
Well, to be fair,
to Jesus.
That's why she kept saying that.
Are you gonna say, oh, God.
Well, all right, to be clear, I didn't drive her. I may have driven her back to Jesus.
I think you did.
She was already of Jesus when I met her. And I was of Jesus. Paul and I both, we were holy rolling like nobody's business.
But we had a mission.
We had a purpose.
Holy rolling sons of bitches.
we were some God-fearing son of a bitches.
And you only had a full gas tank and half a pack of gum.
That's right.
Holy rolling sons of bitches.
I still remember that day. I was sitting at the kitchen table. My mom was over making some food. I was probably doing homework or maybe reading my Bible or something. And my mom asked me, how's it going with that girl? And I was like, oh, it's pretty good. We're going steady. She's like, what is that? What does going steady mean? I was like, I was thinking about giving her a promise ring. She's like, what's a promise ring? I was like, well, you know, that means, you know, we're not going to date other people. We're kinda...
Just wondering why your dad never got her one.
Yeah. Ray!
He walks in the house with his lunch bucket. He's like, Ray, where's my promise ring?
She throws a potholder at him. He's like, what did I do? Not what you did. It's what
he's
you
like,
didn't
he's like, all day he's like, God, I can't wait to get home and relax to my family who loves me.
I'd be like, did you get mama a promise ring? God damn it, Steve.
So what was going steady? I mean,
well, going steady was like, you know, you're like committed to each other, right? And you're not gonna date anybody else.
So we're going steady.
We're going steady. You guys didn't have that? You didn't have going steady?
No, when
you
were... but what did you explain to your mom?
That's what I explained to her. And
we just took the guy's class ring. That's what we did.
Oh, is that what you did?
Promise ring was like...
That's where my damn class ring is.
Promise ring was pre-engagement.
Yeah, a promise ring is a pre-engagement ring.
Yeah.
And then you just get... When you were in high school, you just got the guy's class ring.
In Steve's defense, he didn't know.
He didn't know.
He was making it up.
I just, whatever works.
So what's your mom think of that?
Well, she didn't think it was such a great idea. She explained to me that she thought... At my age, I should probably, you know, spread my seed around a little bit. Not her words.
Are you sure? Because she said some. What you need is like, a good old-fashioned hand job.
She actually said that once. We're coming out of a restaurant or something, and like we're all splitting up. Like we had met, and I'm going to my car, and she's like, man, your car is dirty. You need a good old fashioned hand job.
And he's like, I know.
I know, right? Although, to be fair, I'm not.
A couple times a day.
I don't understand the purpose of a hand job, honestly. I mean, they got the automatic car washes now that do every bit as good of a job. And if you can go through an automatic car wash, get it done just as well, and it's less effort,
They're not as good.
It's faster.
No.
And you get the same result.
No, hand washing
is
way better.
Yeah.
Oh, we're talking about washing?
No, I'm
no, we're talking about washing cars. What were you talking about? You guys are sick. Well, so she said I should probably, try out a few other girls here and there. And I said, well, but I like her. I don't want to break up. And she's like, well, you don't have to break up. You just kind of tell her you're going to, you know. So I did. I went to her and I said, I said, I want to date other people. And she's like,
everything else
are you breaking up with me? I was like, no, let me tell you about my mom. My mom says I need a hand job. So I'm, and well, I, no, that's not what I meant. Hang on.
The words every girl wants to hear. Mom says I need a hand job.
She's like, well, at least I don't have to suck it. Anyway, so she's writing a book, and I'm hoping I'm in it, because that would be awesome.
So who is this girl, Steve?
Yours is going to be the Leaving Las Vegas chapter of the
yeah, right.
of the story.
The only girl I dated while we were in high school.
Sarah Ashcraft?
Yeah. I wasn't going to say her name, because we're, you know.
Oh, sorry.
One of the two people that listen to the show might know her.
And we do.
And we do. Oh, man. You're going to have to get the cock out for Sarah.
That's right. Yeah. Oh, yeah.
So, you know, I mean, that's a good premise for a movie.
I think so. I'd buy a ticket.
Somebody's ex-girlfriend's writing a book about her journey to Jesus, and Hugh Grant is the is her current love interest, and Danny Trejo plays me.
Exactly who I thought.
He was her rock bottom.
Shit, you don't have time for me, rock bottom.
He's out being badass right now. A kick ass. What was his?
Badass. Yeah.
Machete.
One, two, and three.
He's badass with a machete.
That's right. Machete.
I did think that during that movie. I was like, that old veteran dude, I was like, just get your machete. I mean, you were pretty good with that in that other movie.
They were fun movies. They were ridiculous, but they were fun.
What, the machete?
No, the badass movies.
I haven't seen the second one. I saw the first one. I loved it. I cried at the end.
Just leave it at the first
one. Yeah, I cried.
It gets a little bit over the top when they bring in some CGI explosions and stuff in the sequels. But Danny Glover is just funny as hell.
You get too old for that shit.
Now I'm really too old for that shit. That's the thing. When he was saying he was too old for that shit, he was our age.
We're too old for that shit.
I know.
I'm not too old for that shit.
Neither. They may be.
They may be. The Valiant Four coming in. Geriatric Four.
That's right. The Vicodin Four.
You know what our Facebook question of the week ought to be?
Hmm.
We're talking about buddy movies, right?
Mm-hmm.
And like friend movies, buddy movies. Should be something to that effect. Like favorite buddy movie.
Lethal Weapon.
Is that your favorite buddy movie?
It was. Before,
it doesn't have
before,
to be.
Before Mel Gibson went all ape shit, like what, 3 years ago?
No, he was ape shit. He just hit it.
I can't so.
I have a hard time watching like... with the second Mad Max movie because he's just thinking he's apeshit.
Wait, he is? I know he hates Jews, but does that make him apeshit?
That's enough.
I mean,
did you ever?
You know who else hated Jews?
Did you ever hear his phone call with his wife?
Oh my God!
That's when he went apeshit.
He was
right after that.
Yeah,
completely ranting.
He makes the ration of the Christ and he goes apeshit.
Yeah.
Didn't Alec Baldwin do that too?
No.
Yeah, he went crazy.
Oh, yeah, he did.
Talking about...
Yeah, but not quite. Like
well,
that.
He was calling his daughter a pig and all sorts of stuff.
So, I kind of give these guys a pass because, if somebody got a hold of some of the things I've said...
Right.
Like, well, I'd be like...
Also...
context.
The thing with me is, like, if I thought about a person's personal life with the movies that I would watch, I would never watch, like, a John Wayne movie... I would never watch.
What about Ronald Reagan? You like his movies, right? The Gipper?
No, hang on. There is one he made that was really good. The Killers.
Was Ronald Reagan?
He was the mob heavy in that movie, and he played it really well. To his credit, he was a good actor. Take out the monkeys.
What do you mean?
Take out the football. And so he was actually a good actor.
He was in the mob.
He was like a Las Vegas casino kind of mob.
He's like, well, you said I'm funny. What do you mean funny?
Funny
like you mean like a clown?
Nancy, he thinks I'm funny.
Nancy, he thinks I'm funny. All right. Favorite buddy movie. Go. Is that it? Is that the one?
That's the one.
There we go. It's in the ether. Oh, man. Okay, what were we talking about? I was busy typing.
That was pretty quick for a question of the week. Mm.
Yeah.
What's your favorite buddy movie, Constance?
I don't know. I was just trying to think.
But how about while we're all got this rolling around the back of our heads, let's do our headlines.
Oh.
But you have to do the live version of the headlines theme song.
You got the music?
Oh, call it up on the internet.
Carl, right? Pull up...
Head Games by Foreigner.
Not Head Games. Hot Blooded.
There you go.
Headlines, check and see. We'll interpret them irresponsibly. Come on, baby, don't read the article. It's headlines. I think I was off.
You're always off. In this case, you were on. Karaoke night
here at the Don't Panic Show.
All right.
All right, this one comes from whatever outlet that you can think of. I happen to find it on CalGib.
Hey, what does that stand for?
BBC.
Okay.
Star Wars, The Last Jedi, first trailer is released.
How did I miss that?
Today. Oh, yeah.
Today, it's like 11 o'clock.
Yeah.
Oh, okay.
I never saw the first Jedi. Did you see the first Jedi? There was Return of the Jedi.
First Jedi.
This is the last Jedi. That's kind of... It's weird that they would put a spoiler right in the title.
Is The Last Jedi the Tom Cruise?
You complete me. Well, hang on a second.
He was the last samurai.
Oh, yeah. Gotcha.
Oh, hang on.
No.
So Yoda's a Jedi, impossible. Right?
Yeah.
So we got Yoda.
Jedi master.
Yoda didn't die in the last Star Wars, right?
Which one technically would be the last?
Whatever the last one was. Oh,
he died in the first Jedi. Number seven.
He died in the first six.
He died in Jedi.
He did?
He died of old age.
Yeah. He died in Jedi.
He did?
Mm-hmm. At the end of Jedi.
Return of
Jedi.
You're going to have to come up with another thing to call.
Oh, yeah, that's right.
You're going to have to come up with another thing to call Return of the Jedi. You can't call it Jedi.
Oh, okay. Well, how about I call it Return of the Jedi?
It's going to be The Last Jedi, and people won't know which one you're talking about.
So is this The Return of the Last Jedi?
I'm still trying to figure out who The Last Jedi is. So you got Yoda died? I didn't know Yoda died. Damn. I didn't even know he was sick.
Old age.
It gets to you, man.
What did he die of? Old age?
That's the funny thing about that. He was 900 years old. He lived on a swamp planet. Should have moved to, like... Tatooine, where the air is dry.
Yeah, I know.
Yeah.
It's the Arizona of the universe.
Yeah, he would have lived another 100 years.
Driving a golf cart around Tatooine.
You don't know. It was rain, so maybe high humidity didn't good.
Yeah,
maybe it was froggy.
It could be.
Like, bingo, they're playing. Bingo, I have.
When I shall.
Bingo, I have.
When I shall.
He's like
another card.
Like
I
the
need.
People up with the bingo ball, they say his number and he writes
the balls are just floating around. And it just like falls out. It's like, damn it, Yoda.
Like, fucking Yoda's here.
I'm not playing. Suddenly he's there by himself.
Are you coming to bingo? Is Yoda going to be there? Yeah, well, no.
Goddamn Jedi. That's
it. When again, I guess I will. Fucking Yoda. Come on, Yoda, it's time for your medicine. Kill you, I will. You know your thingy doesn't work anymore.
You forgot it.
Change my diaper, you will.
All right, so Yoda died. I didn't know that.
Yeah.
Fuck. All right, who else?
You're always the last to know.
Who else? Is Luke a Jedi? He's a Jedi, right? He's still alive. I saw him in the last Star Wars.
He's not a Jedi.
Looking like Orson Welles when he was selling wine. I mean, he was.
Yes!
I thought it was Orson. I'm like, man, CGI is great. They got Orson Welles in this.
Oh, Carrie Fisher looks Mark like Hamill. That too.
Who does?
Carrie Fisher.
Looks like Orson Welles?
Yeah.
Without the beard.
Well, they are. Yeah, without the beard. They were twins.
Right now, she looks like the Crypt Keeper. Or maybe she was. Maybe
that's
she was
too soon, man. Too soon.
Or maybe she was cremated.
Oh, yeah.
In which case, she looks like Donnie from. From
or an ashtray.
She looks like.
Damn.
She looks like Donnie from Kingpin.
Or whoever it is from the Big Lebowski.
That's the one I was trying to think of. Big Lebowski.
So does that give a new term to the worms crawl out one? Since, they talked about her and Jabba.
I'll bet that was really funny, whatever you just said. Was probably hilarious.
But, well, you got Jabba supposedly had his way with her, and now she has a new version of the worms crawling.
Yeah, I mean, if you had, we're all roughly the same age here. If you had Princess Leia on a chain,
I'd probably end up strangled, but yeah.
Yeah, but by choice.
Okay, no, so, I don't need David Carradine.
So let's get back to the
So we had Obi-Wan Kenobi. He was dead, obviously. He died during Star Wars.
Mm-hmm.
Yoda's dead. Still not over that. The Chinese dude.
He wasn't quite a Jedi, though.
Rogue One.
Yeah.
He died in Rogue One, didn't he?
Yeah.
He
was cool. I wondered how powerful he would be if he had a lightsaber.
Or if he was a Jedi, because it wasn't really a Jedi.
Was he divine?
Yeah.
You know who he reminded me of? That guy from The Matrix that walked around with the Oracle. Is that the same guy, or am I just being racist?
I don't think he was in Oracle. Or in Jedi.
You know who I'm talking about, though, right?
Yeah. No,
it's been years since I've seen that.
Yeah. You're the only one here who really loves The Matrix.
I love The Matrix, dude.
That's because he's woken up.
Hell yeah, I love The Matrix.
He's woken up.
He just can't remember which pill to take in the morning. Is it the red one or the green?
That's right. That would be an interesting concept. You don't just make the choice once. You have to make the choice. It's like Groundhog Day meets The Matrix. Every morning you wake up and you're like, it's a red pill kind of day.
Yeah, but what if you run out of pills?
You run out and you're like,
but it's Groundhog Day. There's always a pill.
So I'm assuming Luke is the last Jedi, right?
Well, because his...
That's what it seems
that,
like.
That dude with the fucked up face that wore the duck mask in Force Awakens, he's dead, right?
No, he's not.
No.
He's not?
He's an evil Sith kind of person.
Right? He's getting trained from the Sith.
I thought he died.
No.
Jedis aren't very good. No. They either get killed or turn to the dark side.
But Rey is supposed to be training under Luke.
I love that her name
she
is Rey.
She can train under me. Mm-hmm. I'd have no problem with that. Throwing that out there as a thing.
I love that her name is the same name as my dad.
That gets weird. Well, that was like when we were talking about... Because we talked about the movie on an earlier show, and I made the comment about how the actress that plays Rey is going to go places. And Superfan James messaged me, yeah, your bedroom, your kitchen, your living room floor.
The laundry.
Nah, you talking about Force Awakens or are you talking about Rogue One? Those are two different movies.
Those Force aren't Awakens. Two different movies. That's true.
Okay. I think. I don't even know.
Force Awakens is number 7 in the series.
Jesus. We're in the car today on the way up here and we looked over and there was I did this thing I always do. There was huge letters. There was a semi truck that said Jesus on it. And I look over, I see, and I go, Jesus!
That's
the kids from the back seat, they're like, what? What's wrong? Of course, instead of thinking I was actually talking about the demigod. Demigod or God?
He's a demigod.
Demigod.
How do you Jesus. Say Jesus or Jesus?
All right, so they put the black dude back in. That's good. The funny thing is, I'm all for having a black dude in Star Wars who's not Lando Calrissian. But Lando was the kind of black dude you want in a science fiction movie. You know, all Billy
Lando's
D.
Lando's the black dude you want in a party.
Billy D. Yeah. With his hair swept back.
He's like, with his Colt 45. And
Colt 45.
Whereas the guy that they have now reminds me of the guy that's doing the news on Saturday Night Live. Michael Shea. It's like,
shit.
That's the kind of black dude that we went to high school with.
That's right. Mm-hmm.
Like he reminds me of like a Rotation Slim. Like,
oh God. Now that's a name for a Jedi. That's a name for a Jedi.
It's Rotation Slim the Third.
Yes. Yeah. Yes. Yeah. And his dad was the biggest pimp in Michigan City, and they did a whole thing about him in the News Dispatch. And it was funny because they would go, and you know, we reached out to law enforcement, and they had no record of him ever having been a pimp. I'm like, I think that's better.
That would be on my, that would be on my business card, yeah. Pimp. It wouldn't have my name and just say pimp on it.
We were, one day I was talking to Constance about something, and we somehow the topic of weird names came up. I was like, I went to high school with a guy named Rotation Slim. She's like, no, that was his nickname, right? I was like, no, that was his given name. I didn't realize it was Rotation Slim the Third.
I was sitting in graphic arts class, and the teacher was first day of class, and he's reading off names, and he's like, this kid's mama named him Rotation. He didn't even say like his name. He just, that was the first day of his mom.
He's like, his mama named him that.
Yeah.
His grandma named his dad that.
Yeah.
And his great grandma named his grandfather that. Oh. Well, he probably, I used to think he was always on drugs, right? Because he always had like this, he had the 1,000-yard stare, and his eyes were a little bit cross, and his head was always cocked to the side. But then after reading that article, I thought, he was always just super tired.
Yeah.
I mean, there was always a party going on.
Yeah.
And I'm sure he got
talking
like,
about it all the time.
He probably got 2 hours of sleep.
We didn't believe what he was talking about back then because we didn't believe that actually happened.
I feel bad for the guy. I want to reach out to him if he's still alive and be friends. Wait, he is alive. I'm Facebook friends with him. That's right. I forgot about that. You know what he does? He drives heavy equipment on a construction site.
Would have been so much better if he was a chauffeur or a car repairman.
Does it say what his kids' names are?
And he lives in Texas.
I think one of them is the Fourth.
He goes by Rotation Slim Jr. on Facebook. Hmm. And he's in waste management.
Junior.
Heavy equipment operator at waste management. Former grappler operator. Hey, can you operate a grappler? I can't.
Is Jedi anywhere on that thing?
That he does? Former journey worker at Yoda's swamp place.
There you go.
You will bring me my money.
Has anyone seen the trailer besides me?
Yes.
I can't believe they built an even bigger version of the Death Star. And all it does is it can destroy 3 solar systems at once.
Well, this was a long time ago. Before the invention of the microchip, in which the Death Star would be this big now. It'd be the size of like a mango.
I get it was a long time ago, but was it close by?
No, it was in a galaxy far, far away.
All right. Be sure to put that in the notes along with Yoda died in the 7th movie.
They could do warp speed though, right?
Yes, they did warp speed.
Which means
you're making like Star Trek fans like their brains are just popping. Mm-hmm.
Oh my God!
Sorry, MP. Does anyone else have a headline before we go to this? This one's a little bit serious, but I've thought of all sorts of funny things to say about it.
Of course.
Does anyone else have a headline they want to try before we get to that?
Before we get to that,
how about we take a little break?
Probably think about 3 o'clock in the morning.
Oh yeah.
Yeah.
That's what you send it to
an hour before you have to get out of bed.
Yeah.
All right, let's take a little break.
I did the math.
I wouldn't have thought I got it.
Damn it. You made me wake up an hour early.
I'll give you my number.
I don't even have to pee.
I'll give you my number so you can yell at me. That's been happening to me. I never in my life have experienced the have to get out of bed and go pee unless I drink a ton of water before I go to bed. And about an hour before I have to get up, I'm like,
damn
really?
It.
Really? I can't just lay here for an hour. I gotta
turn over. Nope.
You're not the same age as you were the last time we all got together.
That's true.
That's true.
Yeah, it's all downhill.
You've gotten older.
Yep.
To
the worst.
My balls have gotten bigger. My bladder's gotten smaller.
Prostate's probably growing.
Yeah, bigger in all the wrong places and smaller in all the other wrong places.
And then,
strangely enough, my penis has gotten a lot bigger. I know that's weird, but
I'm gonna take your word for it.
Must be that new supplement. All right.
So, well, secret, at least it's better than your breast getting bigger.
Secretly writes a note, what supplement?
Speaking of that.
Oh, you're not even going to, like, say goodbye. You're just going
to
get
I up. Tried to, but I kept getting interrupted.
Oh, well, go ahead.
I'm a little bit upset here.
Take a break.
It's just really rude.
Xanax and some white wine, you won't even know you're on a plane.
Well, no, it's not that. It's just that.
Just make sure it's not United.
Like, what's this door do?
You've been voted off.
If you're on Norwegian Air, they will not turn you away. You can be as wasted as you want boarding the plane.
Is the guy getting thrown off the plane?
Oh, yeah.
Well, I don't know.
We talked about that last week.
Woo.
Thanks for listening.
What?
Oh, wait. That show hasn't come out yet.
Yeah.
Yeah. I'm sorry. You're okay. You're okay. You're all right.
Yeah. No.
Oh, we did. We lit it up last.
It was, dude, it's nice every once in a while to put our serious hats on.
Welcome back to the Don't Panic Internet program. We're just hanging out with some friends, cracking wise, cracking heads.
At least they crack the wines.
Smoking crack.
Smoking crack. Snorting meth. The great thing is, Constance is stone cold sober.
Yep.
So she gets to see the whole progression.
Yeah.
You know? It's like,
it's like all those years that Carl used to drive us around. Stone cold sober. Yeah. We thought we were funny as fuck and the other guy.
Oh, you're not drinking either, are you?
No, he's
with the ever filling Jack Daniels bottle.
Yes.
Funny thing is, here's the funny thing. We're all drinking, right? Constance and Carl are totally sober. So later on, we're all going to be like, oh, we're having a good time. They'll be in the corner making out. Oh, wait. No, it's the opposite.
Yes.
Like, if we were all sober, they were the ones getting drunk.
We're going to be in the corner.
Yeah, we're going to be in the corner.
We're going to be over in the corner.
They'll be sitting there with their arms crossed going, so,
But we don't.
Looking at our watches.
Look at your watches.
So about our defense, we don't get it or not.
That's true. I don't know if I've ever made out with anybody without being drunk. Like, I kind of need to be drunk.
It heightens the experience.
Are we still recording?
Yeah.
Heightens the experience. It numbs my tongue.
So well, my favorite was a while back when I was talking to you. I'm like, I wish they would make a pill that would make me feel like I was 3 whiskeys in. And you're like, yes, exactly 3 whiskeys.
That is true. Yeah. Why haven't they figured that out yet?
Because like, the alcohol industry is keeping them down.
Or as seems the to kids these days call it, Molly.
Molly?
Yeah.
What's Molly?
Ecstasy.
It's the pill that you take that makes you feel 3
the name of it every 5 minutes.
How do I get said Molly?
talk to...
The hand.
Billy Ray Cyrus's young daughter.
Oh. Miley Ray Cyrus?
I would love to talk to his daughter.
You just want to look at her legs.
I would do things to her legs that
that are illegal in this state.
That's right.
Oh, we just
I'm pretty
saw,
sure they're illegal in a couple of states now.
We just watched the movie Bolt, which is an animated feature.
Yes.
Miley Ray Cyrus plays one of the voice, one of the characters.
Mm-hmm.
And you can totally tell. And John Travolta is the dog's voice.
Okay.
You can totally tell. It's a good movie. You should go see it.
I've seen it.
Next headline comes to us from Cal Gibb.
Again.
Again.
5 years off.
Which is BBC. Moab. Which
wait,
is.
Wait, what's BBC stand for?
Cal Gibb.
Okay. That's where we're going to go mountain biking.
Exactly. Moab is a mountain biking place in the desert. Apparently, someone bombed it.
No.
Well, I thought Moab was an H.P. Lovecraft monster.
You got it all.
No, I'm just looking at the headline.
Okay.
I'm just looking at the headline. Moab strike. U.S. bomb killed 36 ISIS members. Why ISIS was in the on a mountain bike?
Mother of all bombs.
What do you call
Moab.
Me?
Moab.
What'd you call me? Did you just assign a gender to that?
Yeah, how
car?
Dare you?
How dare you?
I thought that was one of the Three Stooges. Moab.
Moab. Larry, Curly, and Moab.
That's right.
All right. So
say Moab.
Or Moab.
Who is Mullah or whatever that they're supposed to worship the...
yeah. Uncle Carl, everybody.
Hold on. Let him rehearse it. No, then he can say it again.
Not in things come the...
John dies at the end?
City.
Mordor.
No.
Metropolis?
Metropolis.
Yeah.
Yeah. That, the evil entity, whatever, was... It sounds like Mullah, but... Moloch?
Murdoch.
Moloch.
Murdoch.
You're thinking of Moloch.
No, Murdoch was the guy that flew the chopper.
Murdoch's one... Moloch is, there, but there's
another Murdoch. For, oh, everyone bow to Murdoch, the chopper pilot.
Imagine my shame in the 80s. The one guy who has my last name is the fucking crazy pilot from the fucking A-Team.
Murdoch's last name was Schultz.
Yeah.
The actor's last name was Schultz. Yeah.
Well, so was the guy in Stalag 13. Hogan's Heroes was Schultz.
Hey.
He knew nothing.
Somehow, when
at least your last name isn't Clink.
That's true. That would be.
That would even be though you got his hairstyle now.
That's right. I just need the monocle.
Yes, right. There you go.
So what I'm talking about is the massive ordnance air blast bomb
or mother of all bombs.
What's the B stand for?
Bomb. I don't know.
Massive ordnance air blast. I think. Which, it's one of those things where they came up, I think they came up with Mother of All Bombs.
Yeah.
And then they were like, what else can we make that be that sounds a little more militaristic?
Yeah. Like, I'm convinced that the BAR was actually Big Ass Rifle, and they came up with a different acronym for it after.
What is BAR?
Browning Automatic Rifle.
Thank you.
We used that to kill 36 people.
That's not a very big bomb.
Well, each one costs around $56 million.
Well, somebody think of the children.
Well,
somebody had to say
it. They did. None were killed.
30.
None all right, were there.
So I'm doing some math here. Mm-hmm. Let's discount it a little bit. Let's
you
assume.
You know there's a Moab National Park?
Yes. That's where we want to go mountain
welcome
biking.
To the show, Carl. We were just talking about that. That was the entire joke for 10 minutes.
In Carl's defense, he was trying to remember Metropolis.
Okay.
But I thought you were just talking about the big crater that left.
Oh, yeah. Oh, that's a good one. All right. We love our Uncle Carl. Uncle Basil.
Uncle Basil.
All right. So here's the thing. Let's discount it. I think it's like around $56 million per bomb. Let's say it's $36 million. And they killed 36 of the enemy. That's $1 million per death. Mm-hmm. Mm-hmm. I say we start a business and we let the U.S. know we'll do it for half. We will kill one ISIS member for every $500,000 they pay us.
I'm in.
All right? We go out, we hire some hard-hitting motherfuckers.
Pipe-hitting motherfuckers.
Hard pipe hit. We order some hard. We go out and we meet us some hard pipe-hitting Negroes. They don't have to be black. I'm not racist. But we get us some Navy SEALs, some Delta Force, some
Green Berets.
Fox Force 5, some Green Berets, and... You know, we pay them $250,000.
That's right.
Per earlobe. No, because then they would bring us one, they kill one person, they bring us 2 ears. So it's got to be something that these guys only have one of.
Well, don't we have one right here?
$250,000 per nose.
I'm glad you went with nose. Because I don't want a bag of dicks. I don't want this show. Here you go.
Here's your bag of dicks. No, that's better. I got your bag of dicks.
Here's your bag of dicks.
Give me my money.
Here's your bag of dicks. Give me my money. I better get paid. I went through a lot of shit to get this bag of dicks.
Bag of dicks.
Paul would count the years, but I don't think you'd count the others.
I believe you. I'm going to look in and go, all right.
He'll go, you can count it if you want. You're like, no, I'm good. I trust you. I trust you. You give me a bag of dicks, tell me there's 24 in there. Here's your $4 million. It's all right.
I actually knew a guy who said he's like, man, I'm happier than a sissy with a bag of dicks.
I don't care how gay you are. You don't want the dick separated from the body. Unless it's made out of plastic.
Well, I mean, you know, maybe. Unless you're
all right. Coming through a glory hole.
Good point. Uncle Carl, everybody.
Wasn't that a song by Laura Branigan?
I thought it was a science fiction novel. So here's my question. Is the propaganda, the psyops value of the Moab worth the $60 million? Because let's face it, you can kill 36 ISIS members. Has anyone read World War Z here? Anyone besides
me? I've seen the movie. Wish I had read it.
The movie has nothing to do with the book.
I believe it.
Absolutely nothing. There were zombies in the book, right? That's where the similarities end. I think a few of the names were the same names. But they actually, one of the cool things they did was they formed an agency in the government that actually looked at the economics of killing, because when you go to war with zombies, one of the things that throughout history you've done in war is you don't have to kill every single soldier on the other side. You just have to either scare them enough to get them to retreat, or you have to kill enough of them that the other government goes, okay, we give up. Well, if you're fighting a war against zombies, you have to kill every motherfucking last one of them.
Right. And can you actually declare
none of you motherfuckers move. Any of you move, I'll execute every motherfucking one of you.
Hell yeah, I hope they're dead. I'm going to kill them again.
Yeah. And so what they did, like when they first started, they were just like, you know, the military, of course, had all these, jet fighters and large weapons and everything. And they were just going in, they would kill, 150 zombies with a $500,000 bomb and $40,000 worth of fuel. So they actually invented this kill this ratio that was like, how many zombies can you kill for the least amount of money? Like, because and so they came up, the weapon they came up with was called the Lobo, for short. It was, and that stood for something, L-O-B-O, but everybody assumed it meant the lobotomizer, because it was like this shovel slash pickaxe thing that you could either stab a zombie in the head or chop him in the head or whatever. Super cheap to make, and you could recycle old cars, melt them down, make it like, so you could kill 500 zombies with one Lobo over its lifespan, and it only cost you like 50 cents to make. So now I look at the Moab and I go, okay, so over $1 million per kill, but clearly the value is not just in how many you killed. It's also this Trump sort of, I will stop at nothing. I hope you're watching, Kim Jong-un. Because I'm crazy. And you can try whatever shit you want to try, but I don't have diplomatic speak. I don't have any restrictions. I'm crazy.
He's like the crazy used car salesman commercial guy. Kind of crazy.
Go on.
I was done.
But the side note on that too, though, is not only the kill factor. The factor is they were in hilly, mountainous areas with a lot of caves and dug-in areas. The dug-in areas, when you detonate this bomb, is the closest thing to a nuclear weapon. So basically, the overpressures and all will collapse the tunnels. So instead of having to send in several platoons to clear every tunnel entrance and close it off, you just cleared off everything in a 1 mile radius.
Did we have this bomb back when they were looking for bin Laden?
Yeah.
We had it when they were looking for bin Laden. It actually came in right towards the end of the second Iraq.
So why didn't we use it then? And
We actually just developed it. So,
well, we just developed the fucking Fat Man and Little Boy. We dropped them like the next day.
The reason for the Fat Man and Little Boy being used, though, was because they were looking, as he was talking about the cost savings, they projected that it will cost 1 million American lives and possibly as many as 20 million Japanese lives if we invade it.
So sure, I get that. But
by basically wiping out the two cities and only killing probably around, I believe it was a total, even with cancer and
200,000-300,000.
Actually, I was going to say about 500,000.
We talked about that on our
previous. We did, yeah. we did.
Did you say Fat Man and Little Boy?
Yeah.
I think those were two of the Beastie Boys.
that was a show that had Robert Conrad and Emmanuel Lewis.
Jake, Fat Man, and Little Boy.
It's funny because you mentioned those in game called Fallout.
Mm-hmm. Yeah,
it's a small nuclear weapon device called a Fat Boy.
So
there's always the calculation, which is sort of morbid, of not just how many do you kill, but how many of your own side do you save, how many civilians do you avoid killing, and what's the cost. Thing is, I don't think anybody looks at the cost anymore.
I don't think the money's real.
It's not. We learned that in 2008 when the economy melted down and they just said, well, let's just pump $10 trillion into it.
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
You know?
Yeah, that's going to come back and bite us.
Someday it will, yes.
Well,
I believe...
It's the whole interest thing.
I believe that there was another headline I saw, and it said that Putin said, in Russia we don't have mother of Obama.
You're from F Troop.
I'm trying to be Russian.
Okay.
In Russia, we don't have mother of Obama. We have father of Obama, you goddamn pussies.
It's supposed to be four times stronger than the mother of Obama.
Our father of Obama is gonna.
We've heard about Mother Russia all these years. Now I know who the father of Russia is.
Father of all bomb is going to get your mother of all bomb drunk so we can do butt stuff.
It's a bomb full of bears. It blows up and bears just go everywhere. Putin.
You'll be Putin. Your farts will no longer go. Your farts will now sound like this. Because we will get you drunk on Russian vodka. I'm pretty sure that Putin has already ordered his cyber ops. Cyber ops people to make a meme of the Russian father of all bombs, like fucking the mother of all bombs in the ass. He's like, and then Putin's on the father of all bombs with his shirt off, like riding it like a damn Bronco.
Like a river of splashing water.
And they've already published that. They emailed it. They Facebook Messenger. They tweeted it. They sent it. Somehow they electronically sent it to Trump. And Trump is, as we speak, masturbating to that picture.
If they don't, that's going to be our picture for this episode.
Turn it into 1 hour, 2 minutes, 17 seconds, and I finally brought up masturbation.
You're slacking.
Yeah, M. Night.
M. Night.
What a twist.
What a twist.
All right, that's all I got. I just shot my wad. Somebody's going to have to give us a headline to keep this going.
Paul, get the Kleenex.
the Windex. And...
Get the Jergens. I can go again. we should Facebook Live before we get too drunk.
Oh, shit. As you're doing the... And he's fucking the bear. I'm like, this is why we're not Facebook Live.
Oh, you know what? We should Facebook Live the answers to the Facebook question of the week.
Okay. Oh, good idea.
Ready? We're live. Welcome to the Dome. Welcome to the Dome Panic Radio Show. We're live now.
Oh no! Everybody, say hi.
Waiting to build an audience.
Hi.
Look at how fat I am right now. Look how fat.
You're not holding the camera right.
Oh, here.
You're not adjusting his volume.
Kansas, you hold the camera. Right there. Right. You got to lower it down a little bit. Sorry. Right there. No. Even lower. Even lower. Right there.
That's the whole good. Show.
All right. We're recording an episode of Don't Panic Radio Show, and we're live at the moment. Who is that? Who just joined?
Who is that?
Ryan Vinson.
Hey, Ryan. What's up,
Ted
bud?
Ted Slayer.
What's up, Ted?
Oh. Sorry I threw up on your shoes, Ted.
Since Ted joined, it reminds me that Corey Lombard died today. Mm. I'm going to spill a little whiskey on your carpet.
Do it on the rug. The rug can be cleaned easier.
Did you pretend? Was in the crash?
Yeah. Did you know Corey?
Yeah.
Yeah.
What?
I asked him this morning because I saw your post.
Yeah, the name is...
Corey's one of those guys. We orbited in the same universe, like same solar system. But we didn't... you guys are getting whiskey while I'm talking about
I'm getting you whiskey, too.
A fellow traveler. Oh, okay. you know, anyway. So, Corey, he'll be missed. So, the reason that we're live right now is we want to... talk about the favorite buddy movie of all time, and I'm just going to read through the responses to the Facebook question of the week. And seriously, just before we went live, everybody in this room was talking and laughing and saying shit, and suddenly nobody's saying a word. You can lower it a little. You're getting a lot of the ceiling. You're
getting a lot of his forehead.
I want you to get more of my awesome bod. Okay.
Okay.
All right.
Did I get it?
Yeah, it's looking good now. Oh, yeah. So, the Facebook question of the week was favorite buddy movie, go. Colette Lindemann says, Stand By Me. That was a good one. Whatever happened to that kid in Stand By Me?
Which kid? They were all kids.
One of them in Stand By Me is in Big Bang Theory.
Really?
Will Wheaton.
Yeah. Also, the fat kid from Stand By Me.
Yeah.
Married to Rebecca Romijn.
Yeah, that's what's his name.
Yeah.
Rebecca Romijn from Risky Business.
And now you're hating.
No, that's Rebecca DuMornay.
Oh, got it. Tara buys Thelma and Louise. Yeah. That's a happy ending.
That's right. That middle one's yours.
Ken Collison says Tango and Cash.
Of course he would.
Wait, which one was Tango and which one was Cash?
Paul,
say hi to Facebook.
Hey, Facebook.
What was Tango? I never saw Tango and
Kurt
Cash.
Kurt Russell and Sylvester
Stallone. Well, it's because they never made a sequel.
Kurt Russell and Sylvester Stallone?
If they would have made a sequel, you would have seen
it. I see all the sequels.
Jack Palance was the villain.
That's right.
Wait, Jack Palance was the guy from Fantasy Island, right?
No, no, that was Ricardo Montalban.
In perfect harmony. My beautiful, lovely new mother niece. New mother. New mother. Wasn't that a boy band in the 80s?
Mother.
Jessica says Pineapple Express, Hangover, and The Night Before. She doesn't get the concept of just one.
You get one. You're too greedy.
Too greedy. She gets greedy and wants to do
favorite. Greedy.
Pineapple Express. Was that the one where they were on the train?
Yes. No. Yes. That's the one with the elephant?
No.
What was Operation Dumbo Drop?
What was that one, Andy? Show Andy.
Pineapple Express.
You're over there, Andy.
Oh, it was about some drugs.
Snickle Fritz.
Sounds like you know that movie pretty well.
What about Bridesmaids? That was a good buddy movie.
Yeah.
The Hangover was a pretty good buddy movie.
Oh, yeah.
MP Cavalier. MP in the house. We don't mention him as much as we used to.
No. He needs to get back into the studio.
If he gets back into the studio,
the Grove House or wherever.
He's been doing the Grove House sessions, which is like just recycling old shit. Like, if he gets back to doing a live show with Tolan, who is now a network marketer.
Finally found him?
He's like a Tupperware guy.
Well, this is not Fuller Brush. That would be... Yeah. This is Tupperware.
They found Tolan.
They found Tolan. He's okay.
And he's selling...
They had to hydrate him.
They found Tolan. He was selling Tupperware on Skid Row.
That's how you keep your crack rock dry. Tupperware.
SFJ says, "Oh brother, where art thou?" SFJ!
SFJ.
He's watching too, I believe.
That's right.
What's up, SFJ?
How's little JJ?
How's SFJJ? You said little JJ. It's SFJJ.
He knew.
Superfan James Jr. SFJJ. Hey, is your wife around? Let's, you know. Superfan. Superfan, his mom shows up. Superfan!
I knew I was in trouble when she called my whole name.
Yeah.
Superfan James.
My little superfan. Superfan James! Alright. Ken Collison is double dipping.
Mm.
And he said Jay and Silent Bob Strikes Back.
Mm.
Is a pretty good candidate as well. What I love about that answer, that's a sequel.
Yeah.
Which you probably saw.
I did. I saw Jay and Silent Bob Strikes Back way before I saw Clerks.
What's wrong?
I like sequels. What's wrong with sequels?
I remember when I saw Clerks, it was me and a couple buddies were at my house, and I remember the next morning my mom comes out and she's like, "Was there any point to that movie other than swearing?" It's like, no.
You're like, of course. There was chick having sex with a dead guy in the toilet.
You missed that part.
Did you not watch the whole movie, Mom? I mean, there was playing hockey on the roof.
It was funny.
Dana Scott. Love me some Dana Scott. He's a good dude. Romy and Michelle's high school reunion. There are men named Dana. We're being enlightened.
Name
here
two.
Dana Scott.
That's one.
Dana Carvey.
Yeah, that's what I said.
Thank you. We're a team.
That's because you're buddies.
Yeah. This would probably... Thank you for mentioning buddies. This would probably be a good time to... For those of you on the... Facebook Live. We're recording a show here with my friends from high school.
This is Paul Schultz. I'm Steve Vinson. Nothing you're listening to is true.
You're not supposed to use real names.
Sitting to my right is Uncle Carl.
Howdy.
I've known him for about 35 or 36 years. Right over here is D. I've known him for about 42 years. Mrs. D is right over here. I've known her for however long D has been married to her. And sitting to my right is my oldest and best friend, Paul Schultz. I've known him since he was in seventh grade.
No, wait. We know each other longer than
that. Yeah.
Like, well, but we grew up together.
Well, but we haven't been friends that long.
That's true. Yeah, we knew each other. But you specifically said knew. Have you said been friends?
Good point. And my lovely bride, Constance, is holding the camera right now. Look how great she looks.
Adding a touch of class.
Wow.
It's live. You may don't forget it's live.
All right. It's live. Andy went to the bathroom. And it's live.
It is live. Okay. Next one is Graham Leiser, Tommy Boy.
Oh.
I never thought of that one as a buddy movie, but that's probably a buddy movie right there. I like Tommy Boy.
Yeah.
That's one that we need to show the kids.
Yeah, that's a funny one.
They loved Planes, Trains, and Automobiles.
Have they seen like Dumb and Dumber yet?
Not yet.
Not yet.
But we showed them Trains, Planes, and Automobiles. They loved it.
Mm-hmm.
What I didn't realize is...
I think I know.
I think it's like PG-13 or something. And we're like, oh, this is a good one. I don't think there's a lot of whatever. And Steve Martin goes out and can't find his rental car.
Yeah.
And goes back into the rental desk. And it's just like the fuck this. Just the F-bomb is like...
flying.
It's well, like
your girls aren't used to that with you putting one of their bikes together.
It's like the MOAF, but
the MOAF.
The mother of all F bombs. That's like me putting a bike together, that's true. Collison.
Well, that was like but speaking of that, my kids and I recently watched Gremlins.
Mm-hmm.
Now I saw Gremlins in the theater as a kid. And I'm watching this going, Jesus, the stuff they did in that movie, and it was a kid's movie, now was like, they never would have done that crazy shit.
I don't know, man.
Gremlins? Do you not remember Gremlins?
I don't remember Gremlins.
Really?
Was that the one where all the radios turned into
Gremlins 2? You saw Gremlins 2.
I'll bet you did.
Probably.
Which has the best line in the universe, didn't it?
Don't feed him after midnight.
Yeah.
What's the best line in the universe?
You have one of the gremlins playing a Donald Trump-ish character answering the phone at an investment company, and he says, yes, I don't know if it's hit there yet, but we're advising all of our clientele to invest in canned food and shotguns.
Uncle Carl, everybody.
Give it up.
Woo! I got a little nervous when you said Donald Trump-type character, because I'm like... some of our listeners are Donald Trump supporters. We don't want to offend anyone at all.
Except since when?
What?
But Donald Trump is a Donald Trump type character.
He is.
That's true.
Well, I just want to say that I'm a little bit offended. Oh, hang on.
There you go.
I offend a lot of people. A lot of people. I'm told that I'm good at offending. I'm the best offender.
Bigly.
I offend people huge. I'm a huge offender. I'm told, I don't know. I don't know if I agree, but I'm told I'm one of the best offenders of all time. So I just want to say that this Donald Trump character that you talk about must have been one fantastic person as far as I'm concerned. Ken Collison, triple dipping. Of Mice and Men.
The lighthearted love that it was.
He goes on to say, well, other than the ending.
Yeah. Did I tell you the story about when Arlo read Of Mice and Men in class?
You have, but you haven't told our
fresher memories. I've been waiting her whole life for her to read this book. And her class finally reads it. And in the middle of the day, I'm on the computer, I'm Photoshopping, and I get a message from her, and it is, "They killed Lenny!" And I'm like, so I immediately type back, "Oh, honey, we'll talk when you get home." She was just devastated.
Was Lenny the rabbit or the retarded guy?
The guy. He's a retarded guy.
Are we live? What?
Yeah.
I mean, the mentally
unstable,
other abled. Other mental.
Intellectually challenged.
Intellectually other.
Challenged.
I'm intellectually challenged.
Listen to the sober person.
Well, look. You say challenged. I say has other skills that I don't have. You know, I mean.
There you go.
You say challenged as if their mental capacity like causes them to have less ability than I have.
You keep using
and
that
so
word.
It's challenging, right?
You keep using that word.
I'm not comfortable with. I think it's sort of offensive to call our retarded brethren challenged. I mean, they're not challenged. They can do what they want to do. They can do a lot of things. They can do fantastic things. Graham Leiser says Tommy Boy. That's the second Tommy Boy. That's just me having a lot of whiskey and seeing Tommy Boy. All right, let's move on. Graham Leiser, double dipping. Shawshank Redemption, a buddy movie?
Yeah.
Yeah, I can see that. Yeah, it is, because it's the two of them. At the end, they end up hanging out
on a boat. Yeah.
How funny is it that we were just talking about Shawshank Redemption earlier today with my father?
Yeah.
You know what's funny? Every time I get together with my dad, we end up talking about prison.
Somebody had a heart for that one.
Ooh, you had a heart, Steve.
So here's the thing. I blame my dad for my fascination with prison. And you know when what was that movie with Jerry Seinfeld? Not movie, TV show.
Seinfeld?
Yeah, Seinfeld. You know when George Costanza was like, "Oh, I love prison." Movies about prison. Prison is so fascinating. And Johnny Cash, everything.
Yeah.
I blame my dad because every time we talk about, like, I remember growing up, there was an awful lot of talk about what would you do if you were in prison?
Yeah.
Like, how would you handle yourself in prison? I just continually used to think, like, whatever I do in life is probably going to be okay because there's expectations for me. Pretty low. Like, all parents want their kids to do a little bit better than they did. And if he's thinking prison is a little bit better than he did, I'm probably going to be okay.
Yeah. I think you'll make out okay.
That's because you got such a pretty mouth.
And if I do end up in prison, I know what to do.
Oh, do you?
I would like that Steve Vincent put up the good fight.
Well, you know, I always did want to cornhole me a white dude. Well, thanks, Graham, for providing us that comedy gold. Chuck Baxter. Remember Chuck from a few weeks ago?
Yes, yes.
Yeah.
I still don't, but I know him from a few weeks ago.
Well, his...
God bless him.
His girlfriend and he often answer our
I'm glad that, you know, he's put up with this.
Well, it's when Chuck Berry and Chuck Barris
both
died the same week. Should I be worried?
Chuck's funny.
Chuck's a funny dude, man. Chuck Baxter, is he still alive? Thank God he's still alive. He says Butch Cassidy and the Sundance Kid.
Oh, yeah, that's a good buddy movie.
So that's two different movies, right?
Yeah.
I don't know what that's about.
Butch Cassidy's one movie and Sundance.
No, it's
one movie.
Where they jump off in the mountain in Bolivia or something.
You thought Sundance Kid was the sequel to Butch Cassidy.
Look, we got a lot of likes with my little joke. Woo! I love Facebook Live. Maybe we should do this every week. Okay, Justin Will here, my favorite brother-in-law, says Blues Brothers.
Oh, yeah.
Duh.
All right. That's a good one. Colette Lindemann, double dipping.
Double dipping.
I was thinking Cannonball Run.
That's a good one.
Yeah.
Colette says, does the sure thing count? I don't remember that movie. Does the sure thing count?
I know I've seen it, but that was a long time
sure.
ago.
Sugar thing. Ain't nothing the sure but thing. The sure thing. That's a U2 song, right? Sure thing? Oh, Paul's ex-girlfriend says,
uh-oh.
Test, test, ding.
I've never seen that movie.
Test, test, ding.
It's like click, click, boom.
I think... No, I think there was a Vanilla Ice song.
Test,
ding, 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 ding.
All right, so this is the part of the show where we're getting silly.
We're drunk,
as opposed to the beginning of the show.
No laughing in the lab.
So thanks for watching. We're just going to end this right now, and thank you for watching. Thank you for listening. Hey, don'tpanicradioshow.com. Nothing you just heard. Was true. That was awesome. Mm-hmm. By the way, all of you who watched the live video, thank you. Sorry we couldn't respond to all your comments. Let's take another break, and when we come back, we'll good. Wrap up this goddamn thing. Welcome back. Hey D, what's your what's the only buddy movie you can think of?
Wild Bunch.
He took my answer, you fucker! You took my answer.
First of all, we don't yell. That's one of the rules in the house. We don't
yell. He fucking trumped my answer.
We also don't.
What am I gonna come up with now?
Look. Watch your language. We don't say Trump in this house. Don't cry.
Why'd you start with him?
You're 49 years old. Don't cry.
I can't help it, man. Ever since the Titanic.
Because he was on it, he's that old.
Yeah.
You can still say Titanic.
I might. I just might.
There's also High Noon. There's the Magnificent Seven.
Don't give him any more answers.
From Dusk Till Dawn?
Yeah. How is the Wild Bunch? Why is the Wild Bunch? Tell us your connection with the Wild Bunch.
I was just looking at the picture.
It's that makes it life. Worse. This motherfucker looked it's at like, a picture.
I'm going to have to say Boris Karloff's The Mummy.
I'm going to say Charles Bronson.
Abbott Costello and Wheat Frankenstein.
Rider on the Rain.
It's going to the dark side.
Oh, shit.
Mrs. D, what is your favorite buddy movie? Go.
I don't know.
About last night.
No, we just watched The Outsiders the other day. Wasn't it The Outsiders?
Weird Science.
Weird Science, Outsiders.
I can see where you made that mistake.
Outsiders.
How about a nice, greasy pork sandwich served on a dirty ashtray? Game over, man! Constance, favorite buddy movie. Wait. Yes, sorry. Hang on a second.
Tommy Chong. Yeah.
Charlie Murphy.
Charlie Murphy.
Bill Paxton. Mm. What tears you up the most?
Bill Paxton.
Yeah. Thought you would say that.
Tommy Chong.
At least Cheech is still alive.
That's right. We still have Cheech.
That's right.
Constance. Favorite buddy movie. Go.
I think Bridesmaids.
That's a good one.
Yeah. It's funny.
It's the pooping and the...
Oh, it's so good. Well, I mean, Melissa McCarthy is so funny.
She's great as Sean Spicer.
She is amazing.
I can't wait till this Saturday to watch her...
Yes.
...verbatim recite what Sean Spicer said about Hitler and, like, gas attacks.
Yep. It's
like, well, at least Hitler had the common decency... to only gas Jews. I mean, he didn't stoop so low as to put Nazis in the gas chambers.
I mean, you just...
Okay?
You can't even make this up. Like, it's so bizarre. It's so
bizarre. Carl wants to say something. Carl, go ahead.
Favorite buddy movie.
Go.
True Genius.
Is that the one that was less than zero, or...
No. That was the popcorn blowing up the house in the end.
Mm-hmm. Oh, that's real genius.
Yeah, real genius.
Real genius.
Paul.
Val Kilmer is best.
Other than the Wild Bunch.
I got nothing.
I think my favorite... hold on. Would you like to know my favorite buddy movie?
No, okay. My favorite buddy movie... I have a new one. My favorite buddy movie is In Cold Blood.
Okay.
Since I can't do Wild Bunch, I'm going to do In Cold Blood.
Okay.
Which you plan to do later with Andy. Steal my movie.
I think my favorite buddy movie was Mississippi Burning. That movie made me mad. All right, for Mrs. D, Constance, Uncle Carl, Budeman, Schwartz, Perfiglio, Uncle Toby, Paul Schultz, I'm Steve Benson, nothing you just heard was true.
He does that because I put that.
Maybe.
Oh.
Get the Jergens. I can go again.